fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the sixth day of November, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. Yes, we begin live broadcasting here at Republic Broadcasting every day, Monday through Friday at 0700 Central Time with my show. And we begin my show with Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hands, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day is to work on your physical conditioning, your physical fitness. It's going to be different things for different people. Keep in mind, everybody has limits. You might be a 20-year-old Olympic athlete or an 85-year-old grandmother. Everybody has limits. Understand those limits. Work within them. If you have underlying health conditions, be sure you work with your health care provider to make sure you don't hurt yourself. All right. We have patient Wayne DeGreen and my friend Andrew Bushin. Andrew is the marketing director at EMP Shield. We'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating EMP Shield devices into your life, like I have, will give you some true peace of mind with very serious insurance backup for the lightning protection. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you, as always. The time change almost nipped us unexpectedly, didn't it?
It did. I was calling about an hour ago wondering what the heck, and then thanks for your text back. I appreciate that one.
Yeah. Well, a year ago yesterday, I showed up at church an hour early, so I don't feel like the Lone Ranger. Anyway, I'm hearing more and more mainstream attention to what they're calling the possibility of World War III. Are you seeing the same thing, Andrew?
I certainly am as well. It's all over the news. It's all over everywhere, pretty much.
And also the possibility of reinstituting the draft, which was ended about half a century ago. And it's a whole different world than it was half a century ago. Only at half a century ago, I believe 95 out of 100 young men were eligible for the draft to go into the U.S. military. Now it's only
right.
20 out of 100, not 95 out of 100. And that last 20%, they're going to figure out pretty quick how valuable they are, aren't they?
Well, they really are. And that was the number I was hoping you'd give. So 20 out of 100, only 20% is eligible. That's horrific. And yes, they're going to be in for a shock, you know, being fully fit and capable to join the military and going into what could potentially be World War III, into a very bad war zone, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But yeah, it's not looking for sure.
Well, there's a lot of aspects to the conscription, also called the draft. I'm going to ask you a bit of history, Andrew. You may or may not know the answer. During what period of time were the worst riots, were the worst number of deaths in this country? Andrew will get reconnected here. I'll hold. Okay, you back, Andrew?
Yes, sir.
You back? Okay. I got a question for you. It's a historical question. During what period of time in American history did we have the worst riots with the most number of fatalities?
The worst what with number of fatalities?
Riots. R-I-O-T-S. The worst riots with the highest number of fatalities. What period of time did that take place?
I would assume Vietnam era.
Okay. I thought that would be your answer. The correct answer is the anti-draft Civil War riots in the 1860s in northern cities.
Oh. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yes. Well, it's a nuance of history that most Americans don't know. Your answer is the answer that most Americans would give, the L.A. riots in Los Angeles in 1968 and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, in fact, the worst riots in the history of our country were the anti-draft riots in the 1860s. Of course, it's a whole different The men and women are very much different than they were 50 years ago in terms of their education, their demeanor, their health, their energy,
mm-hmm.
What they like, what they don't like, what they believe in, what they don't believe in. I expect a couple of things. If they reinstitute the conscription, the draft, I expect they may lower mm-hmm. the standards for going into the Army or the Navy or the Marines. You may not know this either, Andrew, but we were drafting Marines during World War II, I mean, during Vietnam. Did you know that?
I did. I think I was familiar with a little bit of it, but I didn't know it was
right
during both.
Yeah, we were drafting Marines, and I've talked to guys who were in that process, and these 18, 19-year-old young men would be lined up at the induction center, and they would just go down the row, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Marine, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Marine. Every fifth guy became Marine.
Okay.
That's simply the way it was. Of course, you know, you're taking men from young men, and it'll be young women also from all walks of life, all mm-hmm. kinds of situations they're in, against their will, under penalty of 5 years in a federal prison and having their life ruined. You're bringing them in under those conditions. And the older they are, the worse it is. Let's take a young man who's, say, 24 years old. He's got a great career as a plumber, electrician, a mechanic, a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a wife and a little baby. And you're taking
sure.
him against his will upon threat of 5 years in federal prison of being a convicted felon and ruining his life, and you're putting him in a uniform and handing him machine guns and hand grenades. What could possibly go wrong with that?
Right. Right. Well, you know, we've discussed this before, but I worry about the psychological health of many of our young men and women in the United States, and I know we address potentially drafting women as well, but that could be, that could be basically a disaster all in of itself, not to mention the potential, like you mentioned, of lowering the standards.
They'll have no choice. When 8 out of 10
right.
are not suitable for enlistment in the Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, Space Force, Air Force, that means by definition, they'll have to lower the standards. They'll have to lower the IQ standards. They have to lower the physical fitness standards. They'll have to give exemptions for drug usage and criminal convictions. A lot of things will have to change, and none of it's for the better, is it?
No, it's not. It's certainly not. You know, something I've been kind of thinking about as well, not to kind of sidestep onto a different subject, but I know we discussed the lack of arms and munitions and weapon systems that the country currently has. So there's going to have to be some form of a ramp up there as well if we do enter World War III. I wouldn't normally discuss this publicly, but this has already been mentioned publicly by senior leaders in the government. So I do wonder how that's going to impact our ability to fight on top, like kind of compounding with our inability to have physically fit or mentally capable drafted soldiers as well.
Absolutely. Well, there's lots of nuances to this. Last time I checked, there was one foundry in the United States that was capable of making a turret for a tank, for example. Only one foundry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As of, it's been 10, 15 years ago, the one and the only lead smelter in the United States closed because of EPA regulations. That was the Doe Run Lead Foundry in Herculaneum, Missouri, where I went to high school, by the way, which they had been smelting lead since the War of 1812, by the way. And so the EPA regulations finally shut them down. We have the same company, Doe Run, owns a battery recycling plant a few minutes drive from me, mm-hmm. where they take lead acid batteries and recover the lead. It's not really a lead smelter, but it's as close as we've got.
Sure.
Lead is a basic material for our fighting any war, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. We need an abundance of it. We need to have the ability to obviously melt it and mold it into whatever it's going to be used for. So that's a concern all in of itself if we don't have the ability to do that. You mentioned one foundry making the turrets of tanks. That's scary. That's very scary to me.
Right. It would make it a very tempting target for an enemy, wouldn't it?
It certainly would.
Well, I read that when Adolf Hitler was shown the production numbers for American trucks, tanks, cannons, aircraft, and so forth, ships, he basically said to his advisors, these numbers can't be true. They can't possibly be true. But, of course, they were. And
right.
I've heard it said that it wasn't our brilliant generals, MacArthur, Patton, and Eisenhower, that defeated the Third Reich and Imperial Japan. It was American industry that defeated those foes. There's a certain amount of truth to that, isn't
there? No, there is. You know, I remember seeing posties like Rosie the Riveter and, almost instilling this national unity and working together to produce the weapons and the arms and munitions needed to fight. And I'm not seeing anything like that yet. If we do, I guess that'd be an indicator, right? If we do see that kind of, marketing come down from the government, then we certainly know something's happening.
Well, American war production got ramped up in 1939, I believe, 2 years, almost 3 years before Pearl Harbor, and because we were helping out our ally, Britain. And I haven't seen that happen either. I have not seen a ramp up of war material being produced. Have you?
I haven't. No. Well, I can't. I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but I have heard of one munitions. They make ammunition that is not doing what they were doing before. But I don't know if that's specifically related to what we're discussing or not.
Right, right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a point to our conversation that Andrew and I are having. The point being that World War III is being discussed by men and women in positions of power and responsibility, not just prognosticators on the Internet, not just news people, but men and women, U.S. congressmen, United States senators, various governors and so forth are talking about World War III as a possibility. Now, where does that leave us? As I refer to myself, a barefoot hillbilly here in the Ozarks. It leaves us with protecting our own families, doesn't it, Andrew?
It certainly does. You know, it is time to start getting prepared, and we always hope nothing's going to happen. We hope, there's somehow peace, but at the end of the day, the way it's looking right now, I think it is critical that people start you know, and we'll discuss EMP protection. Of course, that's important, but even, you know, making sure you have ammunition, weapons, food, water, whatever it is that you're lacking, really, really important. Start getting prepared, start making plans.
Well, there's still some men and women alive who were young adults during World War II that having a living memory of what it was like then, where there was rationing of various things like fuel was rationed, tires were rationed, various foodstuffs, sugar and so forth were rationed. And I don't know if that would return or not. World War III will not be a repeat of World War II. We can say that very confidently, can't we, Andrew?
No, it certainly won't be. You know, on the battlefield and here at home, it's going to be very, very different.
Well, there's been a lot of disparagement on laid on the shoulders of J. Edgar Hoover on one hand. On the other, there was not, to my knowledge, not a major act of enemy sabotage in the United States during World War II. Are you aware of any?
No, I don't think so. No, I'm not aware of any.
There probably were some, but if there was, they weren't major, and I'm not aware of them. So kudos to the FBI for keeping us safe during World War II, on one hand. On the other, once again, this is not 1941. We have tens of thousands of jihadists in this country, unknown number of thousands of MS-13. We have agents of Russia, agents of China both. None of this was the case during World War II, was it?
No, it wasn't. I don't remember the exact numbers, but I was seeing a video on Fox News about potentially hundreds of folks on the terror watch list that were stopped at the border. And that means some of them probably got through. And this is just in recent weeks. Yeah, there's a lot of bad guys that have entered the country.
Well, these terrorists coming up through the southern border, they receive some, it may not be that much, but they receive some training on how to avoid being caught. I would say we're catching less than half of the ones actually trying to get across there. That's just my personal estimate. What do you think?
Sure. Yeah, I think that's about right. Maybe even a little bit more getting through. It seems like many folks are getting through the border right now. I would call it a crisis, but, you know, I'm still trying to learn more about what's going on down there. But it appears that there's just a flood of folks just that have been coming through for quite a long period of time.
And the governor of Texas had to get a federal court order to order the U.S. government to stop cutting the concertina wire that was keeping these people out. Is something wrong with that? You know, something really broken here, isn't there, Andrew?
I mean, it's a little confusing. It doesn't make sense. We all remember the wall that was going to be built.
Right.
And then, of course, the new leadership that came in did not want to do that. Now they're discussing making a wall again. It's almost ironic to me.
Well, they're discussing building a wall again because it's become something that will be discussed during the upcoming campaign. We're now less than 1 year from the presidential election, by the way.
Right.
And
I believe
anything,
election day.
Yes. The first Tuesday of November is less than a year away. So anything that will help them in polling and getting more votes, they're going to do it. They'll promise to build a wall once again, even though they may or may not do it. But that's the only reason they're doing this, to build their numbers at the voting booth.
Right.
Well, every week, Andrew, we get a quick summary at the end of our first break. For our new listeners, this is Talk Radio. We have new listeners every week. Just what in the world is EMP? How does it work and how to protect from it? And we got our first break coming up here in less than 2 minutes. Andrew, we haven't had an update on the computer chip factory in Kansas. Any updates on that, sir?
So we don't currently have an update yet. The application is still going through the process.
Okay.
As soon as I'll certainly...
That's an update in and of itself. We have a break. We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
Here are more here on Monday, the 6th day of November. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you want the same equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college, EMP Shield will do that with a very nice. They graciously grandfathered my listeners with a $50 discount on each piece of equipment. We have with us Andrew Butchin, the marketing director at EMP Shield. And he's going to give us a quick summary of just what in the world this EMP thing is. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. Hey, everybody. My name is Andrew Butchin. I am the director of sales and marketing at EMP Shield. And part of my job at EMP Shield is to help educate folks on just what in the world this EMP thing is. You know, many people have heard the term EMP, you know, either from the news, you know, maybe they've seen it in a science fiction movie or a science fiction book or video game. And people sometimes tend to think that EMP maybe isn't a real thing. It just comes from a video game. But I'm here to let folks know that EMP, which stands for electromagnetic pulse, is actually a very real weapon. In fact, it is one of the most devastating weapons that currently exist in the world that our adversaries like Russia and China do actually have. And so EMP, or electromagnetic pulse, is actually an energy weapon. And it's created from a nuclear bomb, but not a nuclear bomb in the sense that we're used to seeing, like you might see on the television, where you have a mushroom cloud and radiation that detonates at the ground level. What our adversaries would actually do is take this nuclear bomb and detonate it very high above the earth, probably in the center of the United States, more than likely above Kansas, which is where EMP Shield's from, our facilities, at about 300 miles, so very high, roughly the height of the International Space Station. And this nuclear bomb, when it detonates, it goes out in all directions. So the blast, which is very large, goes outwards towards space, and it also goes downwards towards the Earth, and this creates the three phases of an EMP. And so I'll discuss the first two phases first. So the first two phases are actually created from this nuclear blast pushing downwards towards the Earth, and this happens almost at the speed of light. And what's happening is the gamma radiation and the matter from this blast hits the atmosphere and actually strips the electrons from the atmosphere, which there's a lot of electricity up there. It strips these electrons and shoots them down towards the Earth. And basically, anything that is a conductor of electricity will induce these free electrons. These electrons will go directly through the structure of your house, right into your Romex wiring, right into your electronic devices. This energy will go directly into your modern-day vehicles. Pretty much anything that conducts electricity will induce this energy. And pretty much anything with transistors, resistors, diodes, substances like silicon arsenide, or microprocessors has a very, very high likelihood of being destroyed. And this is actually going to occur in the first phase is in nanoseconds. The next phase is in microseconds. So basically, within microseconds, everything that has electronics is basically destroyed. Now, I didn't discuss this before, but this energy weapon is actually very large. So if they were to detonate it at 300 miles above the middle of the United States, this weapon would actually encompass the entire United States, the northern portion of Mexico, and the southern portion of Canada. So very large, it would affect the entire country. But that's just the first two phases. There's actually a third phase of the EMP. It's called the E3. And the way this is created is that nuclear blast also pushes outwards in space. And the blast, which is large, pushes on the magnetosphere, causing it to fluctuate. And it will fluctuate for many hours, possibly 10-plus hours, to get itself back into a stable position. And while the magnetosphere is fluctuating, it actually creates a low and slow charge at the ground level of the Earth. And now this won't affect, your home, which most things are already destroyed anyways. But what this will affect is the grid and our ability to deliver power, because the grid is a very large antenna that can induce this low charge that is being built. And so within a certain duration of time, the charge in the power grid becomes so high that critical components of the grid, like portions of the substations, transformers, and even this energy finding its way into our power production facilities will take all of the grid and the power production facilities down if they were not already destroyed from the E1 and the E2. So this is very devastating. In fact, this weapon, an EMP, is so devastating that the Department of Homeland Security projects that roughly 90% of the population will die within 1 year after an EMP. So very devastating. And there's many reasons for this, but basically, our country after an EMP has gone back to the early 1800s. Many people will no longer have clean running water, sewer. They won't have the ability to deliver, transport any goods or anything. And everything that's broken, most of the tools you need to fix it are also broken. So it is a very, very horrific weapon. Unfortunately, it's considered a bloodless weapon because an EMP won't impact you physically. Like the EMP occurring won't hurt a person, but it will cause an extreme loss of life over a long period of time. But luckily, this is where our company, EMP Shield, comes into play. We have invented a technology that is able to protect things like your modern-day vehicle, allowing it to continue to run after an EMP. We can protect your entire home. We can protect your generator, your backup power systems like your solar system. We have over 50 models, and this technology has gone through military-certified testing and is also listed by the Department of Homeland Security. So it is a very, very incredible technology that is able to protect these things. And now having a running vehicle after an EMP could literally be the difference between life and death. And so we're very, very proud to have invented this and be able to offer this to folks. And John, that is my summary of an EMP.
Well done, as always. I want to go back to something you touched on to reemphasize it. Everything you need to fix what's broken is also broken. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 6th day of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. For new listeners and for the benefit of Andrew, I have a new photograph of myself on my website. John Moore, 20 years old, yeah. About 15, 16 months out of high school. I'm in Vietnam. Got my Tiger Stripe uniform on, Thompson submachine gun, and bandoliers of 7.62 ammunition draped across both shoulders, and I look like I'm ready.
I'm gonna go check it out right after the show.
yeah, it's that was taken. I took that photograph to impress my girlfriend. I don't know if it did any good or not, but that's why that photograph was taken. It's a posed photograph, but that is the same Thompson I carried every day when I went to the classified briefing at the 4th Corps compound. Was walking down the street by myself with the Thompson in my right hand and a briefcase in my left with enough cash to buy a brand new Jaguar, full sticker price, and classified documents from the CIA, from U.S. military intelligence, from RAND Corporation, and so forth. And an attitude, I guess you could say, an attitude. Anyway, Andrew, before the break, I was reemphasizing something you gave during your 4-minute presentation, and I want to reemphasize it because the break kind of cut me off. Ladies and gentlemen, after an EMP attack, listen carefully. Everything you need to fix what's broken is also broken. And that's reality, isn't it, Andrew?
It really is. Yeah, you're not going to be able to fix most things. It's just not going to happen. Unless you have protection on your systems, protection on your car, you have a backup power system if that's something you need, which most people should, you're not going to be able to fix most things. It's just not going to happen.
No. And we've had various regional outages where, say, for example, in Texas a couple of years ago, much of the state lost their electricity. Or following Hurricane Katrina, we have, and I've seen these myself, convoys of utility workers coming from other states to help the people that need help. There's no other states to bring it, mm-hmm. to bring us help. When this thing goes down, we're on our own, baby, aren't we?
Oh, we are. Even things, people don't think about this. Like, we talk about the grid. I mentioned the E3 portion. And people might say, okay, the transformers got burned out. We just have backup transformers, just as an example. Well, whether the transformers connected to the grid or not, it's still going to induce energy and still potentially be destroyed. And more than likely be destroyed. And it's the same with pretty much everything else. And I just reemphasizing this because some people think, maybe they haven't got enough education yet or read enough, but just because it's not connected to an electrical system doesn't mean it won't induce the energy. Everything that's a conductor of electricity will induce the energy from the E1 and the E2 at the minimum. So that means everything, pretty much everything, is going to get destroyed.
Well, if you want to protect your equipment with the very same equipment, no difference at all, same production line, same everything that the Department of Defense uses, you can get those at thelibertyman.com with a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Now let's segue into lightning for a little bit here. There's no place on the planet that is safe from lightning. That place does not exist, does it?
No, it does not exist. Lightning can occur anywhere in the world.
Absolutely. So with that in mind, lightning can cause thousands of dollars in damage. Most homes these days have one or more computers, one or more smartphones, answering machines, various other electronic gadgets. Even refrigerators have electronics in them these days. And mm-hmm. what EMP Shield does, the house version, which you attach to your circuit breaker panel, it protects everything in your house and within, 200 feet of that house from the effects of lightning, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah, it's 250 linear feet. And something that, this is what, one of the things that really makes EMP Shield unique, and this is just even discussing in comparison to other surge protection devices. Our EMP Shield, take your home for example, we guarantee 100% lightning protection. And it is backed by a $25,000 warranty. And the warranty is literally written in there that lightning is included. And if our device fails to do its job, we will cover the cost of any damage up to $25,000. And it's a standalone warranty, meaning you don't have to use your home's insurance policy if you don't want to. To my knowledge, and we've been searching for a while, many years, I have not found another surge protector out there that guarantees lightning protection. And certainly not one that has lightning written into it. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but we haven't found it yet, especially not at our price point. So it is an incredible piece of technology, and it's interesting because the device was not actually created specifically for lightning. It was obviously created for the defense of EMP, but very quickly we did find out it is a incredible lightning protection system. That's how we went out and sought after one of the larger insurance carriers, who then was looked at all the testing, was happy to back us with the insurance, and we're protecting billions upon billions of dollars worth of infrastructure right now, with just EMP and lightning protection.
Well, a very delightful and very nice unexpected bonus when it was determined that EMP Shield protects against lightning, wasn't it?
It was. It's incredible, and a lot of people aren't concerned about lightning until. Unfortunately,
it happens.
Right.
I know.
It's very sad, but some folks do. Yeah, some folks do understand.
Well, my other home, which is right down the street from me, I own together with several other families, and our electrician, who is an excellent electrician, I presented him with an EMP shield device to install on our circuit breaker panel a number of months ago, and he didn't get it done. Lightning hit, and we took a bad hit. We got a couple of callers here, Andrew. First, we have Richard in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Richard.
Hello.
Go ahead, Richard. You're on the air.
Yeah, I want to tell you there's a, I haven't seen it myself, but I saw a headline that said Tucker Carlson, one of his biggest worries is a EMP attack.
No kidding. Well, he's a smart guy. I don't blame him for being worried about that at all.
Yeah, it was just yesterday or so I saw the headline. Just wanted to let you know.
Well, I appreciate that. Anything else, Richard?
Not today. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. Our next caller, Andrew, is Ron in Missouri. Good morning, Ron.
Yes, I had a question for Andrew. I'm sure he's answered the question before. If you have a conventional cell phone and a satellite phone, and you shield, or let's say you put them in a Faraday bag or cage, and then an EMP pulse went off and took, you know, both of them out, would either one function? Do they shield the satellites? And same question for the military. How do the military survive it with their phones?
Good
right.
question.
Well, it depends. That's a great question. Very good question. So, to my knowledge, the only form of communication that's going to be able to occur after an EMP, even during the E3 portion, would be ham radio. With that being said, though, I don't know specifically, and if I, even if I did know, I wouldn't be able to probably say exactly how the military is shielding things. I do know that they do clearly have shielding, you know, being out in space and obviously with other things that they do. As far as communications, cell phone communications, all the towers are going to be down. They're going to be destroyed. They're going to induce these free electrons and go down. As far as satellite communications go, there is a potential that those will also go down as well because they rely on certain things on the ground to be able to broadcast the signal. Even though it's from a satellite, it does rely on ground, different stations and different things and components. So there's a very high likelihood that your sat phone and your traditional cell phone won't be able to communicate with cell phone towers or the internet. The internet will also be down. If they're shielded, you can still use the functions on the device after an EMP, after you've removed them from the Faraday cage or Faraday bag. You just won't be able to connect them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Ron, thanks for the call. Well, a follow-up to that question would be the only reliable wireless communication would be shortwave radio, where both units on both ends, whether they're 10 miles apart or 1,000 miles apart, have been protected by a Faraday cage during the EMP attack. Another aspect of this would be our enemy would most likely do a follow-up attack 2 to 4 weeks after the initial attack to do a wipeout of equipment that's been brought out of that was protected. That's also a very likely scenario, isn't it, Andrew?
It is. That's very likely, and so it's important to understand that, and I'm glad you brought that up. Something kind of neat that, not neat, but it's good to know, you actually cannot do it one EMP right after another. So you have to leave a certain amount of time for the atmosphere to recharge. Before they can then use that high-altitude nuclear EMP. And I don't remember the exact duration of time, and I think it's kind of theoretical anyways. But within a several weeks, the atmosphere would have recharged, and they absolutely do have the potential to do that. And it has been mentioned in several of the things that I've read about repeat attacks as well. So, very good point.
I watched a low-budget film over the weekend where EMP attack was staged by communist China. And the only vehicle running in that particular movie was a Ford pickup truck made in the early 1970s. A couple of things to follow up on that. I told my wife that a local guy, businessman, I told him, I said, you may be the richest man in Crawford County at some point in the future. He says, why is that, John? I said, because you own a dozen mules. And
yep.
And another, right down the road from me, there was a family, they have a family ranch that's been in the family since about the Civil War. They own 13 antique tractors, none of which have any electronics on them. They, and they're up to speed on EMP, how serious it is and what it does, and they could be one of the wealthiest families also with a dozen functioning antique tractors, couldn't they?
They certainly could. They certainly could. And, you know, there will be, this is, you know, for folks who are listening, we talked about vehicles being destroyed. There will be some vehicles, obviously, that still function. We say, just generally speaking, around 1970 or earlier, if they don't have transistors, resistors, or diodes, there is a likelihood they will still function. But obviously, more modern vehicles that these days are the 2020s and above, they have 10-plus computer systems doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So there is those are going down. But the older ones, they will still function. And of course, the folks who have EMP shields in their vehicles for protection will also run as well.
That's right. Well, my vehicles have EMP protection, and it gives me peace of mind knowing that EMP shield devices are on my vehicles. That ones just last week, I had an electrician install one on my generator. And, of course, I have another one on the circuit breaker panel. So I'm pretty much good to go. No matter what happens, I'll have I'll have running water. I'll have power, the ability to live a somewhat normal life when everything goes to hell in a handbasket, Andrew.
Yes. Yep. That's good.
Yes. And my Liberator rocket heater doesn't take any electricity. It has no electronics. It got so warm yesterday, I shut it down. But it's off, ready to go, also burning either wood pellets or regular firewood. I've got 3 acres of forest here, so I've got basically an unlimited supply of just deadfall that I can make use of to keep warm, burning either hardwood or the conifers. Cedar and pine burn quite safely in the Liberator rocket heater. But getting back to the EMP shield, we have all models are in stock and ready for immediate shipment, aren't they, sir?
They are. All models are in stock. We've actually ramped up production, you know, as obviously with what's going on globally. There has been a huge increase in demand, but we still have everything in stock, ready to go. For folks that do order, you know, obviously if you're making the phone call to our company, I recommend calling around 8:30, not right at 8, because the phones do get very busy around that time. But normally, if you do order before around 11, it will usually ship the same day if it's free two-day shipping anywhere in the continental United States. So shipping's free. It's very fast. If you order after 11 or 11:30, it might ship the next day, but you'll still get it within 2 to 3 business days. And everything's available. So I highly recommend getting it you know, while you can, and I recommend people taking precautions to protect themselves, especially what's going on around the world right now.
Absolutely. Well, during my lifetime, I've never heard World War III being talked about by high-level government officials in the way it's being talked about now. It was always something that was talked about very little, and typically not by U.S. senators, not by ranking members of Congress, members, governors of the bigger states. This is a really new phenomenon where World War III is being talked about in these hushed tones by very serious men and women who are in positions of responsibility. And I think we'd all be wise to pay heed, don't you think, Andrew?
I certainly agree. You know, it started with the discussion of the use of nuclear weapons. Even that discussion publicly was happening during towards the beginning of Ukraine and Russia. And now they're discussing not only the use of nuclear weapons potentially, which, you know, I hate that they're discussing that publicly, but also obviously World War III is coming up in the headlines and through the lips of many senior leaders, not just the United States, but also around the world. I'd say take heed. If they're discussing it, probably want to start getting prepared. We hope it's not going to happen, but it's better to be safe than sorry.
Well, when I was in basic training in 1967, we had a training to prepare for a nuclear blast. We didn't make fun of the dual swords because that would not have been a wise thing to do. But we were supposed to pull our poncho out, kneel down on the ground and crouch down and spread the poncho on top of us and tuck it in tightly all around us in all 360 degrees as protection from a nuclear blast. Doesn't sound like a very effective thing to do to me, does it to you?
No, not really. You know, I guess it's better than nothing. It depends on your distance and right. the size of the weapon, but yeah.
Yeah, well, like I said, you learn real, if you don't know it before you go into the military, you learn real quick not to cause discord with people that can hurt you. And so right. we kept our mouth shut and did what we were told. And mm-hmm. and I got a passing grade for properly tucking a poncho underneath my knees and my feet to protect me from a nuclear bomb.
Right.
Yes, oh, yes, boy. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Andrew, this hour has flown by. Typically, it does that for us. I need to remind everybody that EMP Shield devices are available for sale at my website right now with a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment because Andrew's company has graciously grandfathered the listeners to John Moore Show with that $50 discount, haven't you, Andrew?
Yes, sir, we have. And I highly recommend people take advantage of that. You could save a lot of money. So, you know, if an average family has a home and two vehicles, you're saving $150 just right there with that discount at thelibertyman.com.
That's right.
And the savings can just grow. For many folks, they end up saving almost enough to purchase a free EMP shield.
That's right. That's right. Well, if you got children or grandchildren off to college, 50, 100 miles, 200 miles away, that EMP shield could be the difference between life and death for that youngster getting home, especially if it's really cold weather, right?
It certainly could. You know, I couldn't imagine. Even when I was young, I was in pretty good physical shape, but having to get home, you know, it was about 150 miles from me as well in the middle of a blizzard after we had a high-altitude nuclear EMP on foot. It just, even in good physical condition, I don't know if I would make it. So having a functional vehicle really is the difference in life and death after an EMP.
Absolutely. Well, you got your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. These world events continue. We can't say where they're going. We know where they could go. So people need to do their own homework, think about it, pray about it, hopefully make a decision to protect their home, their car, their generator, the car that youngster off to college, so that they can have a better chance of surviving. Right, Andrew?
That's right. Yes, sir. 100% agree, and I hope people listen. I really do.
Well, I do also. Well, Andrew, thank you for, as always, and next week we shouldn't have the time glitch to deal with, and we look forward to having you back next Monday.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Okay. Okay, that's Andrew Bushin, the director of marketing. He's also one of the owners of EMP Shield, giving us our weekly update. Well, Sam was on vacation last week. We hope to have him back this week. I believe he'll be here, not positive, but I believe he'll be here. And we'll start Firearms Monday right after the top of the hour break. If you like what you hear on Republic Broadcasting, please consider making a donation. We're not 100% self-sustaining yet. We're working at it. We got new advertisers, more advertisers on the way, and donations will be accepted and very welcome here at Republic Broadcasting. Just go to the RBN website. You make a PayPal donation there, or mail a check or money or right to Round Rock, Texas. That would help keep everything going here. And the usual lineup this week is ahead of us. We have the Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Dave Hodges. We'll be with tomorrow. My friend Cindy Smith. We hope to have Steve Benoon with us. Of course, first hour we'll have Leon Green, a former U.S. Navy officer. Wednesday we'll have Jeff Nyquist and my friend Professor McCanning. And Thursday, of course, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.